Welcome everyone to our worship this morning, whether you're here in person or joining us on Zoom. If you're with us for the first time, please do introduce yourselves and join us for tea, coffee and conversation in the hall following the service. I'm sorry today to have to announce that Dr. John Walsh died peacefully at home on Thursday at the age of 95. We hold Francis, James, Rachel and Suki and their families in our thoughts and prayers at this sad time. Now it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Rockfish to lead our music and Mel McCulloch to lead our worship in this special all-age worship service. Thank you.
Through all generations, God's love has shone. And today we celebrate that love and the challenge of sharing that love together. Edmund is going to lead our first prayer, and then we'll experience a blast from the past, which will include our first hymn.
Dear God, you have been our home forever.
Long before the mountains were born, long before you brought earth itself to birth, from once upon a time to kingdom come, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Amen.
Hello, it's me again. Back after Whitson to tell you the exciting result of your votes for the songs of praise you most want to see again. The producer knows which one you're about to see, but he won't tell me. And here's the answer. Thank you, Scotty. That's exciting, really, isn't it? Oh, it's the Methodist Association of Youth Club's Songs of Praise from the Royal Albert Hall. Well, how splendid. Now, we're really going to enjoy sitting and watching it with you. And thank you all for your hundreds of votes. Goodbye until we meet again, and God bless. Isn't that marvellous and so well deserved?
What you can hear is the enthusiastic welcome of thousands of young Methodists raising the roof of the Albert Hall at the culmination of a weekend in London celebrating their faith. They're all members of what must surely be one of the largest and most vibrant youth organisations in the country, the Methodist Association of Youth Clubs. And for the past 2 days, they've been taking part in a variety of events that have covered music and drama, sport and games and conversation. But most of all, there's worship, which is where we start now with a song which has become a blazing anthem for young Christians everywhere. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Shine on, King. Shine on, King. Shine on, King.
Well, that brings back memories. There are quite a few of us trying to work out whether we were actually there, but we just can't remember, which is a bit worrying. Some things have their time, and then a new thing happens. And in the Methodist Church, that is 3Generate. And you'll be hearing a bit more about our junior church trip to 3Generate later in the service. But first, I thought I'd show you a video of one of the art activities that went a bit wrong.
Right, let go of it in there. That's it. And then we lock it on like that. Whoa, and it becomes night time. Spooky, or what should a little owl?
Oh, wow, look at that,
Laura. Brilliant. Oh, hang on, it's all washing off.
Oh.
Apart from it washing off, it's brilliant.
Well, the stars are still there.
Stars are glowing down.
I think some of the pens, if they're fairly thick, they work well. If they're not so thick, they don't. It's like the pastels. I was finding that dramatic. Never mind, look at the bright side. It was lovely while it lasted.
I got it on camera
anyway.
And
it's saved on video.
Laura's picture made me think. Some things have their time, but God's light shines on from everlasting to everlasting. And it's always exciting to see the new things that God is going to do. Glenda and Beth are going to share a reading from the Psalms with us.
I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever.
Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom.
One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts.
They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works.
They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds.
They celebrate your abundant goodnesses and joyfully sing of your righteousness.
The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love.
The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made.
All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you.
They tell the story of the kingdom and speak of your might.
So that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations.
The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does.
Amen. Amen.
Alice, Laura, and Lizzie are now going to share some of their thoughts about 3Generate, and then we'll watch a slideshow put together by Lizzie and Alice.
Regenerate was an event that happened a few months ago, which is amazing and is welcome to any children between 7 and 26. There is also an area for people from 4 to 7. There is a diner where you'll get your meals from, and you'll be sleeping in tents inside its big campsite. I've been there twice before, and I find it brilliant. One of my favourite things about being at 3Generate was spending time with my friends and growing closer to them. I enjoy going to the gym and going to the Arts and Crafts Centre, and there is a park where the Sunday service will be, and there is also an arena where there are some talks. Another thing that you can do is just explore with your friends. If you ever feel like you need to relax, then go to the chapel or the Health and Wellbeing Hub, and you can relax by doing jigsaws or maybe some yoga. In both 2021 and 2022, I've loved going to the silent disco.
The best thing for me at 3Generate was the great outdoors, which was technically indoors. I also enjoyed sleeping in the tents, as it gave me a good feeling of actual camping outdoors. It was really good fun, and I had an amazing time. The meals were amazing, and I can't wait to go next year.
My favourite part of 3Generate was all of it. I enjoyed every single moment at 3Generate because all of the time I was hanging out with my friends, having fun and being with God. At 3Generate, there is such a huge range of activities on offer, from discos and talent shows to rope making and Lego workshops. What I love about 3Gen is how they've turned the NEC into a town with a park and a theatre and a town square with lots on offer. The great outdoors has plenty going on with climbing walls, net making, and even a leap of faith where you jump off the edge and land on a bouncy castle. There's a 10-ton bus of fun, an escape van, the girls beat the boys by about 7 seconds, and free milkshakes from the Hope and Anchor Cafe, which was a big hit. There is also an art centre if you're into arts and crafts, and a gym with sports and gym machines running all weekend. I particularly like the chapel, an inflatable chapel that we did meditation in last year, and the chapel garden, which was a good place to quietly contemplate. I'd recommend 3Generate to anyone aged 8 to 26. It's a highlight of my year.
Much, girls, thank you. The name 3Generate comes from the fact that it's an event which was bringing together three different age groups to start off with. And I'm sure it's also about generating some energy in the church too. There are now four age groups because they include the 4 to 7s, but I don't think they're going to change the name. And here today, we are all generations, which I think is the way God likes it. So let's join together to sing our praises to God, who is with us in all our times, whether they are good or tough times. We sing together, My Lighthouse.
Thank you.
Rowan is going to read today's Bible story for us.
Today's reading is Acts 9:19b to 25. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, "Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on this name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priests?" Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Messiah. After many days had gone by, there was a conspiracy to kill him, but Saul learned of their plan. Day and night they kept close watch on the city gates in order to kill him, but his followers took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall.
It's a very short bit of a Bible story, isn't it, that we've just heard. And I remember my sister had was given at church a rhyming book of this story, so we listened to it a lot as children. And I thought we could recreate it today in church. Luckily, we have two fully trained stunt dogs who are going to be able to help us with this. We have Tacky and Tango, and they're happy to help us, ably assisted by Thomas and Aaron, who are safely up there with their mum. So this is the story of an escape, a rescue. Saul has been transformed by meeting Jesus on the road to Damascus and is trying to tell everyone the good news about God's love. But it's quite hard because the Christians aren't sure they can trust Saul yet, and the authorities are not happy about his change of heart and decide they want to get rid of him. Luckily, he does have a few friends, and they come together to help him escape by lowering him in a basket from the city wall. Are you ready, Tacky and Tango? Right. It's not going to... No, hang on a minute. It's not going to work. Take it back. Now, is there anything that we learnt about or did at 3Generate that could help us in this situation? Does anyone have any ideas? What do you think? Edmund, did you have an idea? You didn't. That's because you were in a different group, so you didn't do this activity. What do you think, Alice? Oh, Edmund, come up here. At 3Generate, the children learnt how to make fishing nets, which is all very nice. But in this context, the fishing net could become a safety net, couldn't it? So could I have someone to help Edmund with the safety nets? Brilliant. Edmund, if you hold this side, and then if you can hold some of the string. John, I might need you as well to help with pull those strings out. It's not enormously big, but it will help, I think. Is there anything else we learnt how to do that would help us in this context? Because I'm not feeling overly confident that this fits in with risk assessments. And Mary's here. So what do you think, Laura? Rope! Did anyone learn how to make rope? You, John, and Jasper did. That's right. So let's try again. Tango and Tacky, is there any way that you can sort out a rope for us? Oh, here we go. Right, so you need to go over there a bit more. John, you're going to, that's it, a bit more. We need the net. Edmund, if you step down onto the floor there, that's it, and we'll bring it over here. Right, let's see. Oh, we will need that net by the looks of it. Oh, we didn't practice it with Tacky and Tango. It's all right. Keep going. That's it. Oh, down a bit more, and I've got it, and I'm going to lower it onto the net. Well done. You can let go. Oh, phew. Oh. There was a bit more mild peril involved in that than I was expecting. Goodness me, Thomas and Aaron, they may need a hug, so you need to come down. Oh, brilliant. Well done, guys. Yes, we learnt how to make a rope. Now, there are two things that struck me about the rope making in this story. One is that the Bible story doesn't actually mention the rope, and it could be that there are Bible scholars here who will tell me there was a clever way that the basket was lowered and there was a special door and there might not have been a rope. But it did make me think there could well have been a rope. There was in my story that I had when I was a little girl. And sometimes not everything is mentioned in the Bible. And the fact it's not mentioned doesn't mean it wasn't there. And that can be ropes and it can sometimes be groups of people as well. So that's worth remembering. But the main point I'd like to think about is the item itself, the rope, and how it's made. So can I have anybody who helped with the rope making at Three Generate to come? Did they tell you as well? What did they say?
They used twist three pieces of string around.
You twist three pieces of string around. Yeah, what did you think? What did you do, Jasper? That's a good start.
So basically, you had these like hook things.
Yeah.
And each person had a piece of rope, piece of string actually, that started with string. And you twisted it. And then there was someone at the other end twisting all three pieces together. And you do that three times and you put all of them together. And then you got this.
This rope, I'll put it on the table over here. This is a rope that was made during Three Generate. It's actually really beautiful, the way it's wound together. And it's gone from quite ordinary looking bits of string to something really, really beautiful. So, and it did involve, let's see, how many bits of string are involved in there, do you think?
Nine
in that rope, which is quite thin. Brilliant. Okay, thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you. They also made a fishing net, which again involved quite a few pieces of string, or because we're Wesley men, when we did our bigger version, wool, because we always have lots of wool around. To make a good rope, you need lots of strands. Each one is important, and each one supports the others. And in the church, each one of us, whatever our age, is important. Our job as a church is to work together as a team, to offer each other, and also, really importantly, those in our wider community, a warm welcome, a safe place, and a way back to being part of God's family. This is a rescue. When Jesus talked to the fishermen about becoming fishers of people, he wasn't talking about capturing people in the nets. It was a saving people situation. It's a safety net. It's a rescue. In a moment, we are going to pray with each other. We are going to pray for each other, for our communities and our world. And during the prayers, we'll also be singing the chorus of Bind Us Together. So we'll stay seated and we'll join together to sing and reflect on how important each one of us is to that mission that Jesus has called us to. when the world seems a difficult place to be, and we feel overstretched and worried. Bind us together, Lord.
Bind us together.
When our communities are struggling and full of disagreements, bind us together, Lord. When we watch the news and see situations as individuals, we can do little to help. Bind us together, Lord. As world leaders meet for COP27, we pray that we will play our part in making the changes needed. Bind us together, Lord.
Bind us.
When our own hearts are breaking, or we feel the weight of grief carried by others, bind us together, Lord. In a moment of quiet, we share our personal prayers with God, and we also remember and give thanks for the life of John Walsh. Bind us together, Lord. We bring these prayers, trusting that you hear them, Lord. And we join together as your family to say the prayer which you taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We join together in our final song, led by Rockfish, Lord, reign in me.
With us, that you are here with us now, and that you will still be with us as we leave this place. Help us to shine the light of your love into the darkest places, knowing that together we can make a difference from everlasting to everlasting. You are God. Amen.
Amen. And shall we all share the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.